Oh, King Cole was a merry old soul. Yes, a merry old soul was he.
Oh, bring me my pipe, and bring me my bowl, and bring me my fiddlers three.
Old King Cole's Treasure Hunt, a radio play in 7 episodes. Episode 3, The Recipe.
Welcome to the land of Old King Cole. Old King Cole was a merry old soul, but not anymore. Things have gone badly and made him a thoroughly miserable old soul. But now he has something to keep him occupied. Old King Cole and Jim Ladd have agreed to look for the remaining clues to Jim Ladd's treasure map, and then go find the treasure. But who is the dishy cook who makes delicious dishes from her famous recipe book? Old King Cole and Jim Ladd have been searching for her high and low. However, Queen Cheryl is not amused.
Your Majesty, do you know where the King is? We've looked everywhere for him.
Yes, everywhere is where he is. Him and his treasure-hunting friend, Jim Ladd. For the past 4 days, they've rushed around everywhere like demented meerkats, looking for pieces of that stupid map.
The treasure map?
The alleged treasure map.
The King has to sort out the palace schedule and meet our honoured guests.
I can do that far better than the King. Who's the guest today?
Nigella Horton, the Kayed Cookery Queen.
Then it's particularly appropriate for me to meet her. I'm the real queen, and I'm a far better cook than she is.
She's given a cookery demonstration in the palace dining room.
Lead the way.
Meanwhile, in the palace dining room.
Hello to all my fans and admirers. You all know who I am. Nigella Horton, the Kayed Cookery Queen. And this is my assistant, Minnie Nigella. Not too much waving, Minnie Nigella. Remember, I'm the star of the show. Pour me a drink, will you? It's sarsaparilla. It's all I drink when I'm cooking. Last time I gave you the recipe for one of my many truly delicious signature dishes. Deep-fried Spam fritters with chips and tomato sauce. Here's what I prepared earlier.
Nigella's special Spam and chips.
It looks really scrummy, even if I do say that myself. Lots of thick golden batter and rich red tomato sauce made with burgundy wine. Mmm, divine.
Isn't that too much saturated fat?
Too much? The whole point of deep-fried Spam is the amount of saturated fat it contains. That's what makes it so deliciously crispy. Spam on its own is just too flabby.
And isn't the level of salt too high?
Oh, chips aren't chips without loads of salt on them. Then you splash on gallons of vinegar so you can add more salt.
Can I have a chip?
Certainly not. Especially after you've cast nasturtiums over my recipes. My food is far too good for a peasant like you.
There aren't any vegetables. There should be 5 a day to make you healthy.
This is Nigella Horton cuisine. It's nothing to do with being healthy. If you want healthy, then use a Jamie Oliver recipe. Anyway, there are vegetables. There's tomatoes in the sauce.
Tomatoes are fruit.
Whose side are you on? Remember, you're my assistant. So, assist. Open my recipe book at today's recipe. Steak pie and chips with bistro gravy.
More cholesterol.
I heard that. Pass me my famous recipe book. For the pie crust, mix together 4 pounds of flour and 2 pounds of lard. Add a pinch of salt, or several pinches, and roll it out to make pastry fit for a queen. Queen Cheryl, Your Majesty, right on cue. How simply scrumptious to see you.
I'm scrumptious to see you too, Nigella. I always enjoy your food.
Here, have a chip. We've only just started.
I'm taking notes for my blog.
Super. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Hello Magazine and Police 5 already.
That's the cookery book. Pick it up, Jim Ladd.
Do you mind? One is having a cookery demonstration.
Oh, that's okay. Carry on, one.
I can't carry on cooking without my recipe book.
We only need one page.
Look under N.
Under N? Zabaglione? Oh, sorry, I'm looking at it sideways. N. Nachos, nut cutlet with noodles. Ah, here we are. Nice biscuits and chips.
That's the page.
What are you doing? That's a signed copy.
This page is part of our map.
Oh, not your stupid treasure map. This is too much. Come along, Nigella and Minnie. You can finish your cookery class in my private chambers, where we'll have no interference.
Oh, that's got rid of them. I could do with a drink. This will do. Oh, yuck. Sarsaparilla. I loathe sarsaparilla.
Have we got all the pieces of the map?
There's still one piece missing.
Only one? It won't be anything important. We can manage without it.
We can't. It's the piece that shows where the treasure's buried.
Are there any more clues?
Not a one.
What are we going to do?
Ha ha! I be blind Pew. I be looking for Mr. Gimlad. Be that you?
Aye, that be me. Oh, what am I talking like this for? Yes, I'm Gimlad.
How long have you had problems with your eyesight, Mr. Pew?
There be nothing wrong with my eyes.
Then why are you called Blind Pew?
That be because I sells blinds. Roller blinds, Venetian blinds, all sorts of blinds.
But why are you wearing dark glasses?
I be the fourth member of ZZ Top. Anyways, I got something for ye.
Oh, it's a black spot.
Is that good? Or is it about traffic accidents?
It be a warning.
Like a warning triangle, but more rounded. It's the same size as the hole in our map.
You're exactly right. And the black spot marks the location of the treasure.
Treasure? Be that a treasure map?
Yes, but it's our map and our treasure. So where's it buried? Is it near here?
It's on an island.
That be Booty Island.
There's a set of clues to help us find it. First, we have to go to Tortuga.
Is that in Chorley?
Tortuga be in the Caribbean.
A long way from Chorley. We'll need a ship to get there.
Oh, I'll buy one on eBay. There's still a few bob in the royal coffers. We might be able to afford a second-hand aircraft carrier.
We'll need a captain.
Captain Scarlet, the ideal person for this sort of expedition.
And a doctor, and a cook.
I can persuade the lovely Nigella Horton to be our cook for the voyage.
Now you're talking. This sounds like my sort of voyage. As long as we can find a good navigator.
If you wish to listen to the rest of the episode, then please press the button on your browser.